Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop whoop to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on green. Bringing duggers where I go, was picking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches in the zombies eating up your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, was picking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches in the zombies eating up your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction. My shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see his girls, I'm throwing pistols. Horror is losing it, I'm trying to spread the message. More in his mind, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing guns and chopping something. Turn up on with you and nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. And getting wicked wishes, no protection. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's top of the league, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faked in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consume it on them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Regular ride a radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hatin' bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringin' duggers where I go, I'm spittin' for the wickedness. I'm flippin' bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies thinkin' of your dick. We twistin' in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringin' duggers where I go, I'm spittin' for the wickedness. I'm flippin' bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies thinkin' of your dick. Twistin' in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Woo woo, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio, where even the wicked keep it fucking fresh. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will be joining us whenever the fuck he joins us.
And I believe, I'm not sure if he will be here, but I know my boy fucking Reject's gonna call in. Him and fucking Mad Max Hostile Figures just dropped some new fucking shift your ear holes. Got fucking new artists known as Crystal Underground. Got new bands. Yo, we coming back with the fucking freshest tonight. Seriously, through and through. And apparently Jenna scares the fuck out of Ghetto G. Speaking of which, Angel, when Ghetto calls in, he's got a question for you. But I said we get down to business, as usual. And I said we go with a track. I said we go with a little Crystal Underground. Just give motherfuckers a little taste of what these guys are about. Now, I don't know. I mean, the way they record, it sounds weird, but either way, they sound dope. You know, like, I got a number of respect for these motherfuckers. Mainly coming out of, fucking Australia, of course. Man, the Aussies are taking over. I mean, you got Crystal Underground. You got motherfucking Trips. My boy, Trips the MC. You got Kid Crusher out there. I mean, you got so many motherfucking artists coming out of different countries. If you got 617, what's going on?
Yo, Surly, Reject.
What's going on, Reject?
Chilling, yo, chilling, man. Life's good. How you guys been?
We've been good.
Oh, dog, man, always doing your thing.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah. Nah, man, I just wanted to call in real quick and say what up and tell everybody me and Max just dropped a brand new track. It's called Masganistan, but it's from the Chirac beat. We redid the beat. know, we murdered it, dude. Knox mixed it and shit. It's on SoundCloud under Burley Living. You can download it for free and just peep it out. So
hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, definitely.
The shit's crazy. Like, we make quality music, you dig? And, like, when me and Max get into the studio together, it's a fucking rap, dude. And everybody has been telling me, like, yo, you guys, like, just went at each other on that song, you know? Like, in a good way, obviously. Not a dissing way, but we just went the fuck at it, you know? So, and, yeah, it's pretty much just what I wanted to say. So, I don't know if you have the track, but you can download it and shit and in the future play it on your station, bro. Fucking fire.
Actually, man, I do have it. And I actually have it uploaded to the soundboard.
Nice. You want to throw that shit on, dude? Look.
Come on, man. This is me. I'm always on top of it, man. You know that.
Always getting the exclusive. Oh, yeah. Good shit.
Oh, yeah. So here we go. Let me just get up to it. I'll figure this is. Man, okay. I know for a fact I'm going to have some.
Chirac remix, yo, Mass Afghanistan.
There we go, here we go.
Yeah.
What up, though? Hostile figures, motherfucker. Boston and Jersey, kid. Y'all been waiting, right?
Knocks on the end.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I'm riding through Brockton. Man, they all flocking, I put in work throughout those streets. Shout out to everybody who remembers me. Bagging up that coat, man, I shifted off that boat. Chirac to the crazy city, but Boston get it in like O'Fitty. Get rich and I try again, motherfucker, just know that I'm live. Round D, be a fucked up town, got love for the brothers, shit holding down business. Motherfucker trip, bringing the figures, speaking the figures. Everybody else trying to pop in my city, but I fall back or drop a track in the next month, cause when this new CD drops, yeah, motherfuckers gonna feel so salty. It's no match to me or my brother, Don Mac. Man, we supposed this. Man, it's a fucking flossin' like Jones. Man, to stay around the money.
Money.
Just fine. Look at the me, but you already know. But I'm ready to off anybody. With a name out and fuck beef, I'm about war. A fully automatic and a 10-man assaulting. It's got off probation, so now the paper I chase it. Been the artist out here, pretty dope. Only thing that was missing was Jason, aka Burley. Act like you know, cause that's my team. Had a few banger singles on the radio before 19.
Remember?
Yeah, that was 2K14 buzz about to explode. That's why I named the album Who the Fuck Are You or Me. Look at this fool behind closed doors, but he said he get my flow. Try to be like us, nobody's trying to rob me, cause I come equipped with a whole bunch of missiles. But I don't really flow like this, but fucking for the beat, when I had to give it a world with a flow and digitally round the world. Man, but fuck what these little bitches say, dog. But I'm out losing my tempo. Brain so fired up, see the drugs and the booze got me on stand up. No trunk shit, cause my tolerance is above this. Shout out to Hightown, man, there ain't no problem. There's a few fucks out there that don't know they limit. But as I hit them with the katana, man, they licking no menace. Just know that the figures are back in the streets, so hide your bitch ass face. So do like the two stitches and put a motherfucking real AK through your face. Burley
saying that. Ha! Fuck is good. See, they don't ever expect me on this shit. But then I always show up and do something violent and fucking ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Ha! Ha!
Yo, yo.
Fuck boys, get fucked up. Y'all blow enough off of dumb luck. I leave dumb bucks straight dumbstruck.
What's up?
Y'all suck butt. I make guys twitch like jump cuts. My beats drop like dump trucks. I put a razor to your face and give it a touch up. I'm uncut.
Walk the white when I'm on the mic and get talking like you take a W and then you turn it upside down and then what do you got?
Yeah, that's right. I get hostile like Islam on the militant side with the clips and bombs. So keep dissing. Y'all little bitches gon' end up missing.
Boko Haram.
Choking your mom while your dad watches. Kicking pussies in they wet crotches. Pummel a motherfucker until he isn't moving and everybody around me is yelling.
Stop it!
You bitches are not gothic. You're buying your music at Hot Topic. I'll swing at your dome with a pipe that's chrome and leave you on the floor pop locked. You don't like me? Stop watching. I'll get my fans.
Fuck y'all!
Anybody try dissing me and I know who it is. All it'll take me is
one call.
Sunrise till sunfall. I'm following the damage plan.
Yeah.
Got love for the thugs that are repping shot rackets. After all, we in Afghanistan. Y'all know where the opiates at. Put a hoe on their back like a fentanyl patch. Slash up in the motherfucking throat until it's flowing and it looks like a menstrual snatch. Yeah, I'm fucking sick. You can suck my fucking prick. Mad Max Reject, Hostile 2014. Be afraid, you fucking dicks.
I'm fucking saying.
Early.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, what up, man?
Be fucking afraid.
I know that you, man. It's crazy.
I'm serious, man.
No, I know you are.
This ain't a game.
It's not a game, man. It's 2014. Yeah, I think so. Boston and shit, man. Y'all thought we couldn't get on the shot, right?
you want to battle, bitch.
And we are back. That was Hostile Figures, Chirac, remix, Masganistan.
Yep. Killed it. Murdered it. Max is such a... Oh, my God. He seems to amaze me every time. I had to go so extra hard with that motherfucker on that one.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And, of course...
No, but,
I mean, you know what? And, of course, you know, we got my homie Casket up on here. Casket, man, what did you think of that track, man?
It sounded pretty fresh to me, man. I just called in for the last... I heard the last, I don't know, maybe minute of it. That was pretty tight, man. That was good shit.
Thank you. Appreciate that, brother.
No problem, man.
Hell yeah. And, yo, just so everybody knows, too, you can download that one for free on masshiphop.com and on my SoundCloud as well. You can just get it for free on there. Actually, I'm not on the computer right now or anything, but have it. If you get a chance, post a link to that SoundCloud, yo, on the chat board so people can download it for free if they want.
I'd love to do that, man.
That's just the start of it. I'm not going to take up much more time. Just want to let everybody know we got a brand new album coming out, Who the Fuck Are You? It's coming out fucking on iTunes and, you know, on the streets, of course, you know, because we're still independent, but we're still killing it. And that's going to come out in like a month and a half. We already got all the songs pretty much done. We just got to start mixing all the songs now. So definitely check that out. Me and Mad Max, Hostile Figures, Who the Fuck Are You? Coming out the end of the summer, maybe early fall. It's already done, though. I just got to mix it.
Hell yeah, bud. And we got 216 called in. Man, why is it every time Angel calls in, the soundboard freezes?
Damn,
damn it, Angel. Every time he calls in, his soundboard freezes up.
How many people do you got listening tonight?
Right now we got you, we got my boy Angel, we got Casket. Of course I'm here in Connecticut. I believe Reject, we might be having some good old homies of ours from fucking God enough fucking calling in here soon enough. Jenna and Giggles.
Word up, man. That's good shit.
Angel, what's going on, you motherfucking demon?
Nada. Just chilling, brother. Yeah.
Angel, man, what did you think of the new Hostile Figures track, Chirac?
Well, you think I called and the shit sounded raw ass, a motherfucker.
Thank you, man. Me and Mad Max coming back this summer, man. New CD, in case you didn't hear. But, yo, Havoc, man. I just wanted to come on in and say what up. I'm going to let you guys go and everything. But do your thing. Post that link. People can download it, yo. Props to all the underground artists out there grinding and shit, too, man. Independent. That's what's up. That's the hottest job in the books, man. Straight up.
Hell yeah, bud. Hell yeah.
Word up. So much clown love to everybody out there. Burley Life, Mad Max, The Cop. I already know.
Ooh, ooh.
Much
clown
love, brother.
Take it easy, homie.
Yo, you two were sharing memes in that picture. And I have no idea what the fuck they were, but my phone went showing.
well, you know, my memory was, of course, Michaela Maroney is not impressed.
Hey, I don't know what that all the meme is.
I did not think that picture was going to get that big of a response so quickly.
Oh yeah, and by the way, if you're unaware of who Reject is, man, Reject and Mad Max, former artists of Hightown Records, no longer with them, doing their own shit.
Good for them.
Hell yeah, man.
I probably know. I've probably seen them or whatever. Back in the day when I was fucking with Hightown.
Damn it, Angel, I'm still trying to figure what the fuck the Ghostbusters had to do with that damn fucking post.
Yo, Angel's been sharing that all night.
Yeah,
go through my fucking news feed and it's like, Angel, I said something about a ghost in the window and shit. I'm sitting there looking at this and I'm like, man, that could be just like a fucking destructive.
Yeah, because for some reason he posted a meme saying "Keep calm and call the Ghostbusters" on your thing. What the fuck? What the fuck are they gonna do? We ain't dead yet.
They ain't gonna. What, they ain't gonna stop. I guess they ain't gonna stop my picture. Damn.
But so Abby stopped once I came on, though.
Well, I got like five or six friend requests within like less than a minute. Like I fucking click on to read a comment, I go back, and I got like five. I kept getting friend requests.
How many requests in a minute?
Like less than five, like more than five in less than a minute.
Yeah. Wow. Because I have tested out that lots of times. I told them I'll put a picture of me as a girl. I get like 20 or 10. Like I haven't said that on all the other chats to do that.
Wait. Did you say you posted a picture of yourself as a girl? Is that what you just said?
I did it in the past, not now.
Damn it, he's fucking straight up catfishing everyone. Telling him he's from Puerto Rico. Telling him that he's a chick. God damn it, motherfucker.
Here, Angel. That has got to be against one of your rules. You gotta at least give him a chance that you're a male or female. That's some fucked up shit, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm a five. I got pictures of damn Hud Dust at the show. I'm a freaking male.
Oh, yeah,
we got 205. 205, what's good with us? Where the fuck's 205 out of? Alabama. Who we got coming out of? Wait. This is DC.
I don't hear nothing.
Well,
I don't hear
any
squat.
They're unmuted, but apparently the 205 don't want to talk.
Stop shy, speak.
Yeah. Speak to the demon. So that way he may take over your soul. just a bit of warning. If he takes over your soul, you might end up becoming a little bit more feminine.
Asshole.
Yeah, you should have
to check it. Who's ready for some more new music? New artists, new bands? Like I said, man, fucking even up on here on JR, we may be wicked, but yeah, we still keep it fucking fresh. Straight the fuck up.
See.
Damn it, fucking Daniel Bryan, learn English.
Yo, it sounds like he's skipping.
Man, he probably is skipping. But check it out, yo. Check it out, yo. This is a group from fucking Australia by the name of Crystal Underground. And trust me, you guys are gonna like these motherfuckers. So here we go. This is Reptile.
People really understand what you're telling them. Look more closely, I can see a reptilian. The Illuminati is already taking control. They want to swallow your soul and eat it whole. The children are starving and the people are homeless. I'm spreading the word, it's not enough, you know this. Educate yourself, take a book off the shelf, but don't believe everything you read, just believe in yourself. Money's nothing but paper, but it's got all the power. The time doesn't exist, not by minute or hour. It's all just a concept that's been created by people and a fake illusion that makes you believe that you're evil. But if you retract, realize we have none of that. You have to believe that you can fight back, or they just walk all over you like they've been doing for years. This is why you never tell anybody your deepest fears, cause you never know, it could be under control. It could be your best friend and you wouldn't know it. So fight back, this is something that's worthwhile. Don't keep yourself into the disguised reptile. If you follow me, then you will start to see. The more that you search, the more you find lies. Can't you see that I'm half reptilian? I'm the chameleon, you're hypnotized.
And you're paralyzed cause you don't wanna believe it. The information's out there for you to receive it. So go and achieve it, believe you're the chosen one.
Too much hate getting places as one.
Nothing gets done.
It's time to be a someone and raise the fuck up. It's time to get all the innocents out of lock up. For all the pedophiles in there and the dozens let them go. The world's more corrupted than you can ever know. Politicians snort flow, then give it hate speech. Military weapons sucking blood out like a leech. We fight more and more, go to war. Blowing each other's heads off, what the fuck for? So elites can get a corrupt and paycheck. Dirty bloody money in the country's home wreck.
If you follow me, then you will start to see. The more that you search, the more you find lies. Can't you see that I'm half reptilian? I'm the chameleon, you're hypnotized.
Control on our planet, that's why they want it. We've all been outsmarted by the creatures that got on it. Makes me wanna bomb aware of who easily misled. Fighting for the world, pulling bullets in their head. Until we're all dead, they can take it back. Population is sitting ducks when you get whacked. They say jump and you whack out high. Only care about the payrolls now that I care if you die. I don't understand what they wanna do. And if I knew, they want me dead, but I'd still tell you.
Hold up, that's enough knowledge for now. Pass me that joint, bitch, it's going out. Wanna know why? Everything is illegal, so they can control and manipulate people. They pull you up and put you under arrest. No eyewitnesses, so they keep you in the chest. Wanna know why so many of us go missing? Because they know too much, or they've seen something they don't want other people to know about. And you can stop us from putting this record out. If you follow me, then you will start to see. The more you see, the more you find lies. Can't you see that I have reptilians? I'm the chameleon, you're hypnotized.
You want my honest opinion?
It was good. It was good. I dig the beat.
I'll give you my honest opinion, all right? They got good lyrics, but they got to work on their delivery and flow big time. Because it sounded like, a lot of the song, it sounded like they, you could tell they were reading off a piece of paper, you remember?
Oh, yeah. And, kind of, by the way, I finally figured out who the 205 is. 205 would be Leanne, what's going on, Leanne?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you. By the way, thanks for the ad.
Just making sure, because my phone was being retarded. You know technology these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. They need to work on like their delivery, like how they're doing it, man. They sound like they're bored. Like the hook was good. And the hook, they were hyping for the hook, but like the rest of the shit, they need to work on that. They need to put, you know, they put, need to put on that in their music and, you know, make the people feel that they're being hyping for shit.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And by the way, for those who don't know, Leon is actually the one, is actually the mastermind, you know, behind the brand new logo of Juggalo Rada Radio.
Good. Abby, I need a logo for my record label.
Oh, hit her up. We'll do it.
We were just talking about that the other day.
It's so wicked to see everybody posting about it. It makes my day seeing something that I did blasted out there. Love to all the fam.
And damn it, Caskey, why the fuck does this song get talking in a damn fucking metal can?
Oh, damn.
Honestly, Havoc, I got my string set up to your soundboard right now.
Yeah, baby, because I swear, I feel like I'm in the old days where, you know, like we had two cans like on a fucking string trying to talk to each other, but that should never work anyway.
Dude, we both have to get out of here. We need a streak of that. It's long enough.
Maybe it'd be better if you called in with Skype.
Right? My laptop, I left when I went up to New Hampshire. I recorded with some people up there, and I left my shit up there, so I can't. I have no charger for the laptop, so my laptop's dead.
God damn, bud. The fuck?
I'll give me a minute. I'm probably going to go grab the house phone. I'll try calling from that.
That might work a little bit better.
And yeah, they got technical issues.
I like, seriously, like, it sounded like cocaine.
Well, I'll jump in and I'll let you hear me now.
Damn it, this ain't Boost Mobile. So, Leanne, is there anything you want to hear?
Yeah, play some Boondocks for me.
Anything in particular or just?
Don't matter. Just pick.
Sounds good.
May I add, I like your accent.
Well, I'm from Alabama, so, you know, originally,
Damn it, Angel.
Right now, I'm actually
Damn it, Angel.
In,
Damn it, Angel,
I'm
you
actually
have a
in Ohio right this second.
Wait, you're in Ohio? Oh, God damn it, you're closer to him. That's a scary thought right there. You're closer to Angel. Angel, you have a girlfriend. Stop hating on her.
Huh? I'm single.
Yo, I'm back.
What the fuck just happened? Man, stop catfishing people. What's going on, Casket?
I'm back, bitches.
Hey, you
yeah.
my shit.
There's nothing wrong with being single. I have to say I enjoy it myself.
Wait,
I'm single and Latino.
Wait. Angel, when the fuck did you become, like, weren't you just dating somebody else that you and Kimberly were fighting over?
No, I'm single right now. She's just somebody else.
She's just somebody else. Is that what he just said? Really?
Kim's somebody else. She ain't dating me no more.
Yeah, but weren't you dating someone after Kimberly?
Me and her got into an argument. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Jesus Christ. Isn't this relationship hard shit to keep up with?
And this is
me.
Why I'm single.
I've been with the same girl for 4 years, man. Before that,
yeah,
I want to
settle down.
Before then, I was with the same girl for 7 years. Here I am, almost 30.
But here we go with some Boondocks for Leanne.
Yeah.
This is the Silver Truth.
Y'all thought I was done, huh? Thought it was over. Shit, it ain't over. I'm just getting started in this motherfucker. Boondocks, the Scarecrow.
Fucked and bent over. I got shot on an ex-wife. Y'all don't know but a little bit. My shit ain't been close to told. Always say that I'm losing it, but my soul ain't been close to sold. Angel on my shoulder and the devil in my right hand. Looking to Jehovah, empty bottles on the nightstand. Battle with delusion, cause battle with who close to me. So much damn confusion, didn't know who I supposed to be. But never no more, repeat that never no more. I see that coming from a mile away and never no more. Gonna be that same motherfucker with my head up in the cloud. Not just another motherfucker screaming, hey look at me now. Still rolling with that heater, there's a ego that'll never change. Quick to pull the trigger, now y'all fools is never out of range. Only thing you need to know, I got this, put that on my tat. Doc's a fucking monster, resurrected, put that on a hat.
Never thought I'd slow down. Was it- they ever did was let me get my mind right. They should have kept me on that shit, not let me get my rhyme tight. 19 days locked in the dark, y'all ain't think I'm coming back. Dirty now, he ain't got the heart, but here I fit on another track. Hoping that these bastards, they forgot how much they hate me. Hope they still be sleeping on and highly underrate me. Hope your girl still flicks the bean while you at work to my shit. Hope she use your credit card on iTunes when she buy it. Now I got this new shit, enjoy it now and live it up. First time that she hear this, gon' be the last time that she give it up. And you can put that on a tall tee with my number written under it so she can call me. Call me a motherfucker, call me lame. As long as heathens love me, you can put a bullet in my brain and they gon' resurrect me on the third day. You just feeding fire to the flames, bitch.
Yeah. Damn it, Scott Albert.
Hey, you said you want me to sound more exciting. Gosh.
Yeah, yeah, exciting. Scott Albert combined with fucking Macho Man.
You sounded pretty excited, if you ask me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Leanne, what is going on?
I'm actually working on digitalizing your logo.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I tried doing that on fucking Lunapic, and I was like, yep, nope, fuck that.
Hey, if you want to spot him on the live page, hit me up. I'm the head of Minute of AFC.
Yeah, hit him up. He's the admin and the owner of JFC.
Well, Angel, you should start sharing my music page for me.
On the like page, I gotcha. That's the thing. On the like page, you could do promos. You could do all that shit on the JFC. That's free game.
Yeah. Wait.
On the main JFC, you could share your music, share your promos. That's free game.
Yeah, if I remember that correct one, he's pretty gay. So, Angel, man, so when the fuck is, you know, the actual fucking site going to be ready? You know, because, you know, I keep going to fucking, don't go for him and check, you know, the actual website, and it always says the same thing, like, 2 months ago.
No, it got updated. The site got up there. The thing is, Prime is busy moving right now. So, yeah.
Well, I think you should get like an extra person to help you work on that one.
Is the website HTML-based?
Wait, what happened?
Huh?
Is the website HTML-based?
God damn, you got me lost already.
I'm a
okay,
Twitter guy.
Because
if you mean that.
No.
We're using Winx and GoDaddy.
No, what she's asking is, you know, is this say HTML based, you know, to where, you know, you can use HTML codes to update it.
That I do not know. It ain't my site. It's my site, so to speak, but we're going half-half.
Hmm.
Yeah, you'd probably be off. Yeah, you'd probably be better off asking Primus.
Yeah, I'm reading some of the comments on this shit, and Ghetto G's like, treat this y'all like jail, y'all back off, he's my bitch. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I have a feeling Gildy's going to be calling here soon because I just told him, you know, by the way, your bitch is calling.
Oh.
Damn.
Damn. Damn. Gonna be like that now, huh?
Hey, I feel sorry for you, dude.
No, he's my bitch. He does my hooks and everything else.
Oh, man. And
well,
what's
her name? Oh, crap, I've already lost you. What's her name? Lynn, right, correct? Lynn?
Leanne.
My fault. Like I said, hook me up your website. Inbox me some of your work. Let me see what you can do.
Get on one of their Facebooks and look me up.
You just added me.
Yeah, his name's Angel.
Yo,
okay.
Angel, you guys ever do any kind of, like, sponsorship work and shit?
Sponsorship work? Well, we do got promos on the side. We do promo work on the site, yeah. Why the heck I'm stuttering?
Well, I'm thinking, what if I can work out a promotion deal for when our mixtape comes out, that the only way to download it is to get it through you guys. That way to help you guys more traffic and gets me more traffic, you know what I mean?
Talk to Primus. He's the main one, because he's a producer. He's a producer, comedian, stuff like that.
All right.
Because he's going to, sooner or later, we're going to start doing shows, do shit like that.
All right, cool. Well,
oh, yeah.
Havoc, you know, I try to get Ghetto G down with the label, with my label, and he said I don't do the label thing.
Man, I could have told you that one.
Yeah. Well, I told him, I was like, look, man, I was like, you ain't going nowhere doing what you're doing now, man. I'm like, why don't you just join up with me and go with us? You know, we're starting to go places and shit. And he's like, I really don't do the label thing. He's like, but I'll be on whatever song you want me to be. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I was like, it's not like you're signing your fucking life over to me, man. I'm like, you know me.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't chase town either, as I see it. If they want to be down, cool. But if, you know, if they don't, I'm not going to chase them.
So besides me, Casket, Angel, Leanne, how do you feel about metal?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, he's talking to you, huh?
My bad. I totally just got into, like, the visualizing this logo, and I totally zoned you out. I did not hear nothing you just said.
I said, how do you feel about metal?
Are you talking about new school metal, or are you talking about, like, old school metal?
Or are you talking about LP?
No, motherfucker, I'm talking about metal in general, motherfucker.
We can go back all the way to, like, old school and be, like, Poison and
Metallica.
Poison's actually considered more of, like, hair band. It's not really metal. Well, it's like a ballad band.
Well, to me, they weren't really metal, but they were the beginning formation of metal, if that makes sense. Like, without them, we might not have had what we have now in the way that we have what we have now.
See, when I think of old school metal, the first band that comes to my mind is Judas Priest.
Judas Priest, Black,
yeah, that's a good one.
Sabbath,
yeah. I mean, you know, they definitely...
When it comes to old school metal, I think AC/DC, that is me.
But if you really want to get technical, if you really want to go old school metal, old school rock, none of this would be without two motherfuckers, Alice Cooper and Jimi Hendrix.
True.
Jimi Hendrix perfected the art of playing the guitar fast, so that's what kind of led to metal.
Exactly.
Yep. And obviously Alice Cooper is like the fucking founding father of metal as it is today.
And then, of course, you also have Ted Nugent.
Yep, Ted Nugent, yep.
But the reason I asked is because, you know, I have a new metal band up on the soundboard, but well, I don't know if they're really new, but they're new to me. By the name of Mystic Prophecy. They're actually a German metal band. I think you guys just might like them.
I like German metal.
Well, here you go, man. This is Raven Lord. Think of that track.
It was sick. I dig the beat.
Yeah, I like those guitar riffs, man. That was good shit.
Hell yeah. Again, actually, their origin of the technical is part Germany and part Greece.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. It really is, man. And, okay, I fucking love them, man.
Angel, I'm laughing at that fucking picture you just said. One with Rick Grimes. You directed that towards me, didn't you, Angel?
Do it, my logo.
Yo, for now, I'm totally just going by Casket. Bitch, I'm sexy.
Ghetto G. Ghetto, do us a favor and get your bitch under control.
Man, what'd I tell you about getting out of line, man?
What'd I tell you? What'd I tell you about getting out of line, Havoc?
Jerry.
Havoc? did you just call me Havoc? Get my
no,
name right, bitch.
I was trying to confuse them who they're talking to, bitch. I know what the fuck I'm talking to, G. Shut up.
Are you sure?
Yes, yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So what are you making in that kitchen there?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Besides,
make sure you're wearing an apron now.
No, that picture was I was at my mom's house back in the day, a little while ago, man. And she got like sunflower shit in her kitchen, man. Actually, after taking that picture, I'm like, damn, that shit's gay as fuck.
I don't know. I just kind of saw the cereal. I think it was in the sink.
Yo, my mom doesn't know how to clean a house if her life depended on it.
Wow. I thought women knew how to clean.
My mom has dementia and shit, so she always forgets where she puts the fucking broom and all that shit.
Oh, well now, yeah, I understand.
it's funny, but yeah, it's at the same time. My dad's gone blind from diabetes, and my mom has dementia. So I'm like, Dad, you realize someday she's going to wake up, and she's not going to know who you are. She's going to beat the shit out of you, and you're not going to see it coming.
Yeah.
Done. Another one bites the dust.
Like, she's going to fuck you up, and you won't even be able to dodge the punches because you can't see them coming. My dad has a pretty good sense of humor over being blind.
Yeah, they're pretty much. That's not going to end very well.
Like I said, depends how the flow is.
I missed that.
What's this here? I hear somebody talking crap about women cleaning.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know that stuff that you're supposed to do last night?
Yeah, I got mine done. I got me, but I work two jobs and pay my own bills. So this independent lady's got it.
What do you have exactly?
That's your child.
Independent, baby.
Well, that's good. But you said you got something.
Yeah.
I like that accent. I can't help it. I just like that damn accent. I can't
hey,
help it. I can't
down,
help it.
Down, boy, down.
I can't help it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Matter of fact, this is the guy I asked you if you knew who he was. He's also in Ohio. And you got him all worked up right now.
I ain't done shit. It's not my fault I got a sexy voice. I mean, come on.
Somebody give me some damn fuego.
It's fago, motherfucker. Fago.
Wait, you can't even say fago right, man? What the fuck?
No, he has trouble.
I mean, that's just one of the main things that's wrong with Angel. Can't say fago. He has a chick's name. Sounds like a chick.
Fuck you.
I guess he just owned you right there.
Fuck
and,
you, dude. Fuck you.
And also, a reminder, if you know, if that if this demon fucking ever, possesses your soul, you just might end up becoming a little bit more feminine than you're probably used to.
Oh, fuck. What kind of shit is that?
The shit to deal with when I'm on here. It's like, come here, damn break.
Now, if we cut you a break, then we'd have to cut everybody a break.
I know that.
Exactly. So, you get no break.
I know that. You know how many times I've been kicked?
How many times you've been kicked? How many times you've been kicked?
I lost track.
Well,
yes.
I bet you we could beat that record.
Yeah, we probably could. Speaking of which, Angel, Gil has a question for you.
I have a question for you. I wanna know how you got magical powers and you know things without anybody telling you.
It's the lucky Irish.
You're not fucking Irish, though.
You're Puerto Rican.
I just know things.
It's not
What's
much
up?
Of an answer.
Yeah. Because, Ghetto got banned, and somehow he knew, and then he was back in JFC.
Yeah, I get banned, and I go to sleep, wake up, I'm back. Like, what the fuck?
What you get banned for?
I got banned for liking comments because people kept calling this little girl a whore because she got pregnant at 15.
so
I got banned because Mr. Michael is power hungry.
That's so bad, man. I'm not going to call her a whore. I'm just going to tell you you're a fucking idiot. So somebody should have told her.
No, the thing is, man, I didn't even say anything. I just liked the comment that somebody else said.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Not breaking any rules, Angel. How do you like that? Oh, and I was going to go back and post a link to the Dark Lotus song on the thing that I posted in there, but then I was like, oh, well, I guess I ain't doing that.
I guess they don't like your shit-talking ass, huh?
I guess not. I guess
yeah,
I'm not
allowed
to. Yeah,
you back.
I want to know how you even knew I was going.
And I thought I was asleep. I usually check stuff in the background. I do a lot of stuff when I'm not there.
You say you check things
if
in
you
the
don't
bathroom?
See, no. If you don't you don't see me say if you don't see I'm back, I'm out or busy.
You just say he checks stuff in the bathroom?
That's what he said.
In the background. I do a lot of shit outside at JFC.
What are
in
you checking
background?
Out? Wait,
do you live in, like, the band section or something? Do you see when somebody gets stuck in there?
Oh, whatever. But
you have to
clean
out the rat traps.
Jesus Christ.
No, this is no time to pray.
I was thinking you got voted for a damn admin.
What?
I was thinking you got voted for a damn admin.
Anybody? anybody catch that?
Not at all.
I was thinking you got voted for an admin.
I got voted by an admin.
No, admin. Add me.
No add me's. No, what are your other rules?
I was thinking that all that damn time.
No, just simply liking a comment. That's all. So shout out to Michael.
So wait, you can get banned for saying add me?
Yes, that's one of the main rules.
Yeah.
but you understand where we're coming from with that, though.
Wait, by the way.
That was on his picture, man. You didn't ban that person, did you?
I just deleted a comment.
Cassidy got them all thirsty on there.
Jesus Christ. I was telling Havoc, man, I didn't think that fucking photo would be that big of a deal.
Hey, you got the uglies after you now, man.
I saw that. I was like, oh my god, man. I was just saying what up, that's all.
So how many of them people actually added you after that photo?
I don't even know now, but within a minute I posted it, I had five friend requests.
See, there it is.
I was like, what the fuck, man? I'm like, I was just fucking saying what up. Like, and of course, like the only person that sends me friend requests, that's like that nobody sends me one that's around my age.
How old were these people?
Some of them like 17. Shit like that. I was like, yeah, I was like, no, I don't think so. I'm almost 30.
I know, right? The third's a strong with them.
Get out.
They see my baby blues and they get thirsty.
I think it was funny as hell because his picture got all them comments, but then if you scroll down a bit, you see that, like, naked guy in front of the fucking mirror, he got nothing.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Gil, just
you
know, you got
right
to
look.
Now you got me going and look.
Man, he's just
no,
going to look
that,
for that naked
that
guy
that
now. She's going
to
give it a
that
like.
That guy needs to put some pants on for real, yo. Like, if you can't even get a like. If you can't get a like and you have no pants on, what's up with that?
I know, man. You just completely failed yourself.
I know,
yourself.
Right? No shit.
Like, his shit's been sitting there, like, all fucking day, man, and I totally destroyed his shit in, like, fucking 5 minutes.
That shit's hilarious.
Yo, where the fuck did you find these people? How did this guy join the group, man? He doesn't even look like he's fam. He's just like, yo, check out my little fucking hips here. Check them out, huh?
Check out my hips.
He's like, I got the V going on. Check out the V. Nobody gives a fuck about your V, bitch. You probably have a vagina down there. Yo, if
damn.
I did that... You know what we should do?
He don't got one of them, love. That shit been up for 3 hours.
You know what we should do? You should take a picture of yourself shirtless and post it on there. And then we should just get a bunch of people to comment on it.
Man, people would love that too much.
You should do it. Just put it on there and be like, yo, bitch, I'm fucking too sexy for all y'all. Because I bet you get a fucking comment then because all these bitches would be like, oh, Ghetto G. Tell me how ghetto you
like,
are.
Till all the guys start coming on. They're like, what the fuck?
Yo, I had some random guy send me a message like, yo, you're going to the gathering? I'm like, nah, man, I have to work. And he's like, what's work? I'm like, something adults do.
Are you fucking serious?
Damn. Yo.
Damn. Wow, tan en serio con eso.
Like, I understand, like, the demographic of most juggalos are usually unemployed, but damn, come on now.
But not to know what work is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess
really.
I'm just old, huh? I don't think he meant, like, what... I meant he meant, like, he doesn't... Obviously, he doesn't work or do anything. He just lives off whatever.
Tan en serio con eso. Wow.
Yo, stop speaking fucking Espanol, man. Mi habla no Espanol.
Oh, my God.
Hey, mucho grande el gato en mis pantalones.
You got a big cat in your pants?
Have fun with that. Have fun with that.
Yo, that shit got me fucking booted out of Spanish class for a whole semester when I was in high school.
Oh, way to go.
I didn't like Spanish class. I was like, man, I live in the Northeast in New Hampshire at the time, and it was like, there's no Hispanic people around. I'm like, why the fuck do I need to learn Spanish? And then I moved down to Connecticut and start working at CMS where I was working before, and I'm like, fuck, man, I should have paid attention to Spanish class because all these dudes are yelling at me in Spanish. I have no idea what they're saying.
That makes it better.
Well, it's funny. It's like, dude, it's like, the only thing that irritates me is when these dudes are walking up to you and they start talking to you in Spanish, and it's like, they look completely, like, abolished the fact that you don't know Spanish. And it's like, look, man, I'm white. I'm American. I don't speak Spanish. Sorry. You know? It's like they almost look at you like you called them, like, a racist fucking slang or something. And it's like, no, dude, I just don't speak Spanish. Sorry.
By the way, Gil G is very lucky because Jenna chose not to call in tonight.
She said she was going to call in. What the fuck happened? She passed out too?
No. Giggles is the one that passed out.
Well, because they're not here, we can hear the new Dark Lotus song then.
Sounds good. We go to the Dark Lotus.
My kind of party.
Sounds like
let's go to Kalahari.
No, not Kalamari. My kind of party.
Kalahari.
You know,
no, not
really
Kalahari
sounds,
either, motherfucker.
It really sounds like a country song, honestly, the name of it.
Oh, yeah? Well, wait until you hear it, bitch.
Oh, yeah? Hold down.
So when I wake up in the morning bloody, that's my excuse. It's like a scavenger hunt, finding all the body parts, piece them all back together neatly. That's when the fun starts. I'm a motherfucking juggalo, deep in my DNA. Raise these fools from the dead, P-A-R-K. With a handful of who know what, straight to the dome. Fuck pennies doing brain, raise from home to home, you bitches. Anybody wanna get another way to make up what it is? They can really wanna die today, find a way to take another life, but I gotta talk class away. Have them all over the house and they're never gonna figure it out. And if so, by they're never gonna like we're with nobody underground. I just wanna go town to town. I got nothing but murder on the mind and a face for the crowd. Now everybody in this bitch get down. Everywhere another motherfucker dead. Take his brains out, get the munchin' like a luncheon. Fucking some shit. I am the cannibal on the hunt, and the party ain't started till I'm getting stuck. Blood on my tongue, flesh in my teeth. I cut the fat off and keep the beat. Another sacrifice, gotta finish out tight. Load this party and I'ma do it right. Get your hands up for the brethren. Party starting, where you heading? To the pod like Penny spreading. Raise the dead. Come on, Penny.
And we're back.
Okay,
fresh
good
man. Shit,
man. Hell yeah. definitely is.
So,
first time I heard it.
I definitely think that wicked hit.
So, who else feels that Twisted has been killing ITP in lyrics?
They've been doing it for a long time, man.
long.
Well, I mean, this track right here just shows it a whole lot more.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of like ICP's like, oh, we're so glad he didn't stay in with the Dark Lotus, because otherwise we'd suck.
Now you know that actually might be true.
Yeah.
Now I got to pay for some thugs.
You know for a fact that probably the whole time they were doing that fucking album, they were like, yo, come on, just come back.
Because even back on that Riders album, man, they were straight killing it there, too, and ICP was slacking.
Well, they've always
yeah.
kind of... They weren't always, you know, back in the day, like, their lyrics weren't even really that great then and everything, but...
Man,
like
the old
now,
Lotus, man, them together, man, that shit was dope as fuck, but now this is a big fucking change.
it's now, as I feel, they don't even really try nowadays, because they don't have to.
Yeah. Seems
people
like
just, you know, they don't even, like, they don't even check out the record nowadays. They'll just buy it.
Man, people don't even buy that shit.
Well, no, at a point, I understand, because they probably feel they have nothing to prove.
Wow, I'm sharing that shit.
What?
Fuck you sharing now, motherfucker. Stop sharing memes.
No, just the most of the meme.
Oh, great.
Yo, I gotta go. My son's crying, man, so.
Yeah,
all right,
go handle that.
Alright. Later.
Please. And Liz Kef stepped in poop.
I don't care.
The poop was on her floor.
Was it hers?
I think it was her kid's.
Her kid's? What?
Yes.
What?
Now you're playing me. What?
How the hell is your kid shit on the floor?
I don't know. But she posted a whole video about it.
Oh, great. Seriously, how do you just let your kid shit on the floor? I don't understand
but,
an animal, but a human being.
but I don't even know.
That's interesting.
That's disturbing too. But like I said, she made a whole 3-minute video about it.
So yeah, that psychopathic, the video's volume 2. I saw that on InsaneClownPosse.com. It was supposed to be released June 24th, but I knew nothing about that until just yesterday when I found it randomly on Amazon. I was like, the fuck is this? And then it says
yeah, right?
It's set to release on July 22nd. I was like, the fuck? So if that's going to happen, that's going to release. And then the following week, the new Dark Lotus album comes out.
Yeah. So far, so good. The new fucking album from the Lotus actually sounds good.
Yeah, see, that was a better track to give us, unlike back whenever, like, Black Rain came out and they gave us that song, The Jump Off, and that song just sucked. Or, Psychopathics from Outer Space Part 3, whenever they put out that fucking, what was that song? Is that fucking Truth or Dare? Was that the Dark Lotus song?
I think so.
Or was it ICP? Which one? Whatever it was. But that song in there fucking sucked.
That's true.
But now, yeah, this is a good one right here, yeah. Even though ICP, like I said, are very lacking in lyrics.
They really are. I mean, goddamn it.
Where Shaggy can't even rhyme anymore. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. It's all Angela's fault. Anyway, what the fuck that Puerto Rican go anyway?
I'm right here.
And always disappearing and making fucking rice and beans or white rice and pasta.
I'm getting tired of eating pasta, though.
I can imagine.
Well, my question to you is, are you getting tired of eating rice, too?
I don't eat it all like that, though. The only reason why I say rice and biscuits is leftovers.
Yeah, from the day before that you ate it.
Yeah.
Shoot, I got ribs in the refrigerator waiting on me.
Oh, you said something new.
They're waiting on you?
Yeah,
what happens if they ran away, man? What happens if they're no longer there?
A good slap of ribs, I swear. I can eat a whole slap of them.
You can eat a whole slap of them.
Or somebody could slap you with a whole rack of ribs.
Slab, S-L-A-B.
I know what you said, little piglet. Damn.
Damn it, Steve Urkel. Go back to Family Matters.
And I ain't doing that.
I wonder who else is going to call in. Hopefully.
Ain't nobody else going to call in. Everybody called in and left.
Wait, who's calling in, you said?
You know we usually got somebody else that calls in later. Always.
Oh, you. You're here already.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Who do you think I'm talking about?
No idea.
Oh, cool.
Yo.
My shop's going in.
Yo ain't going to be here.
Wait, who's going to be here?
Yo,
who do you think?
She
used
to
call in. Who do you think I'm yelling about?
I don't know. The fucking Ghostbusters news. I have absolutely nothing to do with that fucking post. But
post? This is something new, Havoc.
Well, yeah, nah, fucking. I don't think Kimmy's gonna be here because, you know, I hit her back saying, "Are you ready?" And she didn't respond.
Maybe she didn't understand the question.
She probably didn't.
Probably over there pondering, like, what the fuck? What does he mean, are you ready? Does he mean, are
you
ready?
She's gonna be like, yo. Yo.
But I think we should play that. I think I should play this track for Gittle G.
Is that a song you already played?
No. I'm talking about the band that was discovered by Skillet.
All right, if we must.
All right, here we go. This is We As Humans and Lacey Sturm. Take the Bullets Away. we're back. Ghetto Man, what'd you think?
Sounded pretty good.
Angel, my bad. Demon, my bad.
I mean, sounds pretty good if you didn't hear me.
Yeah, I was good. And I'm ready for some. I'm ready for some Family Guy and Simpsons crossover.
The fuck you talking about, nigga?
Apparently, I'm Fox 8. They're gonna have a Simpsons and Family Guy crossover.
What the fuck is Fox 8?
Fox 43. I don't know if you got Fox where you live at.
We have
his local
Fox channel. Yeah.
Apparently, they're gonna have a crossover between Family Guy and The Simpsons.
That's gonna be a fucking disaster.
Well, they already
did
the Lego.
Welcome back, man.
Welcome back.
Yeah, my phone died.
This is why I don't have a cell phone. I have an Obama phone.
I
don't ever use it.
Because it dies.
Well, I got a computer phone, so that's, I'm totally different.
What the fuck is a computer phone?
Magic.
that's not a computer phone. That's just when you plug into the fucking phone jack. It just gives you like a random fucking number. I ain't a computer phone.
I got a USB right now to speak.
What?
Is that a USB?
USP? The fuck is USP?
USB. B.
Who's all heavy breathing, man? What the hell's going on?
Hey, can you play some Doug's Pit?
Play some what? Play some dubstep?
Doug's Pit.
What the fuck are you requesting?
Doug's Pit. Doug.
Doug?
Yeah, who the fuck is Doug?
All right, here, we'll play your song for you.
Doug, T-U-E-P-I-T.
What?
Would you like to buy a vowel?
Doug Spit.
Bullshit. He wants to hear Doug something with a song called Bullshit.
Well, unfortunately for him, I don't have that track anymore.
Can we Google that?
Can you fucking type it out without misspelling it?
I got you. Check your box.
I don't
listen
to anybody with the name Doug.
I mean, honestly, the only Doug I know is Doug Funny.
Yeah, other than that.
He's like, check your inbox.
Send me
your
now.
As long as you're not sending me another fucking link that you usually do.
No.
Oh, Doug Pit. Man, you keep saying Doug Pit or Doug something.
Dude, he did not say Thug Pit, man. He did not.
Yeah, but like I swear, like I could have, you were saying like Doug Spit or Doug something. But you definitely did not say Thug Pit.
Do you have this much trouble when you're talking to somebody in person?
He probably does. Are you sure?
They're probably standing there looking at him like, what?
But here you go. Thug Pit, not Doug Spit.
Halloween.
at 18. I brought a bat to a mosh pit.
What you do then?
I split some craniums in half and caved a few weeks before I'm on. I'm standing there alone. I shut the party down for bone thugs. Tech 9, cotton mouth and each
time. I'm running, I'm dropping them bombs. Gunning, I'm willing and ready for war. Get down with the clowns from ICP, B-O-N-E and the Cottonmouth King. Bring it how we bring it, dog, with a wicked bonk on the wing.
I'm violent, J-Hey, we screaming Mayday. We're phoning ICP, a fucking payday. We give away hate, but we already millionaire rapper haters. Slappers, we can shit, believe it, though we tight like alligators. Snappers,
no from dog, we gun clappers. Bitch niggas slappers and hoe mackers. City street flick rappers, but better known as big crackers. Lit hackers, ask my nigga Tech 9. Cockers ask for Eshine and let it loose, they fine.
Every man, you be stomping, we wicked, wicked walking.
That's wicked when you walking with this, I thought.
Every man, you be stomping, we wicked, wicked walking.
Then tell him us, bitch, you get your rig split.
Who the motherfucker in a pit talking shit? Who the motherfucker that want the wig split? Who the motherfucker that's down for the crown? Who the motherfucker in here right now?
Shaggy jumps in the pit with these hatchets just swinging them. Strictly for the purpose of splitting some cranium. Shit, we be Illuminati at the stuck pit, though. Treating fake thugs like a hoe. Tell them D-Lo spit.
Now what the fuck you thinking? You can stop my shine. Put your money where your mouth is. I'll take every dime. They run down the line. Damn right, I'm getting mine with a fine ass bitch getting head sipping wine.
Halloween, Halloween, I'm the wicked all the same. Fuck a trick or treat, I treat a trick with some game. Every year we lay the stage with the wickedness. It's the wicked, wicked bunker, baby, try and get with us.
It's that nigga that be your blood shit. Protect me to open a thug pit. Fuck with the KMK, ICP, bone and you get drug, bitch. Celebrating for Sam Hain. If you don't wanna come with the wickedness, a nigga wanna clam strains. I don't wanna hear a damn thing.
Mashing up from city to city, we smoking bitties and city crabs. And after party fucking and sucking on titties. Ducking and dodging the coppers, ain't no one else that can stop us. Dropping that shit that be proper, making it hotter and hotter.
We manhandler fucking crushing our man's camera, busting bright red bandanas. Bitch, where was your antennas when I was trying to stick it? When I saw a nigga hot, he lick it. Motherfucker, this is how we kick it. Thug wildin' on Hollywood.
It's so fine, fine, talking on kind. With Tech 9, getting mold up, sipping on him. With both thugs, kicking Fago and smoking more weed. With ICP, it's motherfucking Richter from the Cottonmouth Kid.
It ain't nowhere to run when you win the thug.
I'm
with you walking within
your thug
pit. We just some juggalos and juggalos on some thug shit.
In this kind
of mosh
pit, you get your
wig
split.
Nowhere to run when you in the thug pit.
I'm with you walking within your thug pit.
We just some juggalos and juggalos on some thug shit.
In this kind of mosh pit, you get your wig split.
The sold off leather face. I bring the pain and bang a nigga brain when I'm stepping to play. Guard your grip is when my nigga start to heal. It's hard to chill. Motherfuckers end up in the graveyard for real.
I ain't got $1 million, bitch. I'm fucking broke. Spending all my change on the endo smoke. All the bitches on the road scheming for my loot. They get nothing but dick in a steel toe boot.
Fuck. Every Halloween I dress like a bag lady. Then I ride around with my 380 looking for shady. If I catch him at the shelter, I'ma pull his file. Chop his head off and bury his body across 8 miles.
We drinking drink, we smoking dank, mobbing through the streets like a fleet of armored tanks. We dropping bombs, underground bombs. Fuck the whole industry, bitch, bring them on.
It ain't nowhere to run when you win the thug thing.
We get some juggalos and juggalos on some thug shit.
Yeah, we mad, till we stomp and we wicked, wicked walking.
Nowhere to run when you win the thug shit.
When you walking within your thug shit.
We get some juggalos and juggalos on some thug shit.
And then tell them us, bitch, you get your wig split.
Holla, wicked
Wonka. We get some juggalos and juggalos on some thug shit.
And we're back, and there you go, some dunk spit.
There you go, boys. I posted two pictures in reply to the half-naked guy.
Why?
I think I'm going to, I'm about to pay. I need some damn fuego. Sorry. Wow.
I didn't gauge when he said
fuego.
Fuego. Hey, go.
I got two words for you, Angel. Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, I think Angel needs to just ban the fucking half-naked dude.
get rid of them.
Yeah, you got to feel bad for them. They went through all that trouble. Nobody cared. But a female does a similar thing, and shit blows up.
Yeah.
That's right, man. From the great Ron Simmons.
I now officially have 15 friend requests.
You got friend requests from
him?
Why is he so loud? He, like, overpowers what she says.
Charge again, this time without loudmouth over there.
How many friend requests did you say you had?
50 and counting.
50? Just
damn.
Posted a picture?
And less than a minute.
Yeah, I posted 2 pictures.
Damn, man, I'm going to need to bust out that 3-liter.
No, just give him a fucking gallon.
Yeah, may as well.
I need some water and burn up. Just saying, but damn.
I wish I could get 50 friend requests. God damn.
Yeah.
Que caliente, que linda.
I think I probably deleted 50 people yesterday.
Que linda. Coño, que linda.
Motherfucker did not make me start smacking you. Speak English.
I can't help it if I start speaking Spanish, but damn. Que chula.
What are you mumbling in Spanish about? What is he
doing? Like what I say.
This is no time for pornography.
Yeah. You're not me.
What the fuck? No wonder he goes to the bathroom so much.
Oh, we're at 2 soon, boys.
The what? Who got friend requests?
Me.
Jeez.
Because the pictures I posted.
By the way, I like your ink.
Thank you. I have 5 of them.
No problem, Nina.
Wait.
Don't mind me if I start speaking all Spanish. It's just a habit. That's why I said that before woman, just saying.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Gero, would you please get fucking Angel a gallon of fucking water?
Man, somebody get the hose. Somebody get that hose. Spray this motherfucker.
No, be it. Get the hose, and they rolled up newspaper.
Yeah, bad. Bad. Now back to the cage.
And she got a nice laugh, my head.
Jeez, he's hurting hard, man.
Yeah, right?
Well, I got a thing for Coach Jackson. I can't help it. I love the accents. I love that accent. I can't freaking happy.
Do you love that ass or do you love that accent?
Accent.
like I swear you're saying fucking ass, not accent.
Yeah,
I'll be right back. I think
what?
We should listen to some ABK, I Can't Help It, just for Angel.
I'll be back. Hold on 1 second. I'll be back. Give me 5 minutes.
Jeez. Jeez. He's real worked up, man. Like, I'll be back. Gotta go handle some business.
Good Lord, help me. Somebody just commented on it.
I think he's trying to help himself with you.
Somebody just posted that they wanted to eat my cotton candy on the pictures that I posted.
Are these pictures of you?
Yeah, and I'm like in bra and underwear.
You posted to the naked guy?
No. Okay, you know how you scrolled down and you saw the ugly half-naked dude or whatever, right?
You mean the completely naked guy in front of the mirror? Yes.
Well, yeah, but you can only see half of him. Okay.
Maybe
so
he doesn't have any
legs. I don't know, maybe.
Anyway.
But I was like, if you're going to post half-naked pics, let's do it right, laughing my ass off, whoop, whoop. And I posted two of me. Yeah.
And he then did what?
And then I got 62 friend requests and...
62 fucking... Holy shit. I'll be lucky I get one like.
Yeah,
13, right? 13 comments and 35 likes already. And it was just like 5 minutes ago that I posted it.
Jeez. I think I got more likes pretending to be that fat black chick.
It's true, you did.
I posted that picture a few times on all them selfie posts in all Juggalos chat. Drop a full body. I dropped that black chick.
By the way, I think Angel's back. He called back in already.
No, but yo, how about this? How about we were driving by the jail yesterday, and there was this chick outside of the jail in a fucking bikini and holding a big-ass sign that said, Sean, I love you. And she was jumping around. I was like, man, that girl is desperate. I think it's time to move on.
Caliente, que si que. Ay, 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 sorry.
And that's like fucking today, man. Fucking some dumbass Jehovah's Witness came up to me asking me, where are the demons going? Motherfucker, I rolled my eyes
back. The angel's house.
No. I pulled an Undertaker and a Bray Wyatt. I rolled my eyes back, looked at him like, we're here.
That'd be something. Man, you know how they always come knocking on our doors and shit? You ever want to go to their house and just knock on their door?
Yeah.
Because there is a Jehovah's Witness thing that's, like, not too far from my house, man. I was like, man, I always want to go over there and just knock on their door. See how they like. Like, do you have a moment for me to tell you that nobody cares about your Lord? Hello?
That would definitely work out perfectly.
Do you realize handing out fetuses to people is not going to stop them from doing things?
Really? Handing out fetuses, really?
You ain't never seen that?
I've never had a Jehovah's Witness come up to my door holding a fetus.
Well, I don't know if it's a Jehovah's Witness or not, but if somebody's standing out somewhere handing out fetuses and shit, talking about abortion and pregnancies and shit like that.
There's the fucking at me. On that bench. Seriously, that fucking at me.
Will you go take your needy boner somewhere else?
But no, I was going to say, in that case, I'd say send them all, you know, to all those old 16 and pregnant bitches.
Yeah, that might work. I'll go send it to that girl that's in Angel's group.
Yeah, there you go.
The one that said she was with her man for a couple months, but then it turned into her being raped. Somebody's lying.
Yep.
And guess who's under who it is? Angel.
So what the hell are you 15 years old having sex anyway for? What the fuck?
Man, what the fuck are you 15 getting pregnant for?
Yeah, protection, motherfucker. Protection.
Yeah, it's called doing your homework.
That's not protection. Who's that protecting?
Well, you know, it's keeping them off the streets and it's keeping them from having sex.
Yeah, but then they'll just have sex after they're done with their homework.
Yeah, this is true. This is very true.
So what's up with that song, though, man? Can we hear that ABK, I Can't Help It?
Yep. I just uploaded it. Here we go.
Reminisce about my life and shit, like how I came from the streets, was raised by the streets. That's why I give love and I'll die for the streets. I really can't help how I feel, and I could give two fucks to know how to deal with the pain and anger, stress, emotions. I just roll a blunt, light it up and start smoking. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing it and start blasting at phones and shit. That's why I'm fully equipped with the hollow tip, so bitches don't strip.
I can't help all the things I do.
Got a feeling, neither can you. I can't help it. What's with the self-inflicted pain? I can't help it. How come every time I see you around, you act strange? I can't help it. Why do you trip at the sight of a hater? I can't help it. And this shit ain't fun with a rusty-ass razor. I can't help it. I can't help if I'm crazy or just insane. I can't help if the words I speak cause pain. You gotta keep your cool and sane.
I can't help it.
Rearrange, time will change.
Fuck.
Deal with it, face yourself. I can't help it, my mind's taking over. Brace yourself, there's no time left. My soul is getting closer. Stay away if you can't stand the heat, cause when the mic's off, I'm corrupting the streets. Brown paper bag wrapped around my drink. Eyes wide open, I can't help the blink. Why do you talk that way? Say all those things you say. Those rumors you create, I bet you can't help it. Why you asking? Quit harassing. Too paranoid to pick up the phone. Home alone all day, dusting off your chrome. What am I supposed to do when every time I turn around I got to deal with fools? It's like I gotta bend all the rules to try to take what's mine even if I lose. Why you never make it to work? Up comes naturally, naturally, naturally.
So did you get to see that one picture that everybody was commenting on before it got deleted?
Wait, your pic got deleted?
close to two of them. One of them got because some dude kept posting, like, very, I guess, harassing, rude comments, and so the admin removed it.
That makes sense. It must have been Angel making all those comments.
They messaged me. They told me it wasn't nothing bad about my picture, just that the person that was making the rude comment wasn't going to stop. So they, I guess they hid the post or removed it or something.
That would be me. It's trying to save your ass from the drama. Yeah. But trust me, they're going to blow up shit like it ain't freaking funny. I did it for a test drive. There's corn dogs up in that page.
It's all good.
Did he just say he took that picture for a test drive?
I think so.
That's what I meant.
Did he just say that?
Angel, I knew you liked me, but damn, honey.
Yeah, man, he's sweating you like crazy.
Yeah. It's true.
Need to get him a towel.
True.
No. I'm talking about in the case, the horn dog. Stop putting words in my mouth.
maybe a change of pants.
What the fuck?
Man.
And put on that page, they bash anything nowadays, seriously.
Wait, did you say you paste anything nowadays? Is that what you just said?
No, they bash anything.
Oh, you definitely said they paste anything nowadays.
Wow.
Bash.
What the hell is this shit?
That was what?
It says, my boyfriend cheated on me with my bestie 3 days after my hamster died.
What? What the fuck?
How do you think something like that's serious? What the fuck? What is your hamster going to do with that?
Yeah, right?
Sorry to hear that. I'll have sex with you.
My hamster died and my boyfriend had sex with my best friend.
Oh, look, this guy that commented on here was a dude that was posting up here talking about, does this kid look like me?
That's
sorry
really
to hear that. You used the wrong ear, dipshit.
Yeah, right?
She's not a good friend. Well, thanks for clearing that up. Oh, my God, I hate people. I was told I couldn't be a country girl in a way. What the fuck? Where do these people get this shit?
Don't ask me. I'll be asking myself the exact same damn question.
Like, come on. Are people really that gullible? Like, for fuck's sake.
I don't know. I'd rather be doing facepalm. What the fuck am I reading? That's how bad is it?
Oh, I thought this was the girl that was just talking about her friend that was cheating with her boyfriend.
Her hamster died.
But no, it's just some random naked chick. Never mind.
And trust me, running that page is like a 24-hour job. Sometimes I'd be getting crazy. Even I drive myself nuts just dealing with that shit. And
you drive yourself crazy thinking about her? Oh, see?
No. Stop putting words in my mouth.
I'm not even listening to you. And then this girl right here is always talking about cheating and whores and shit. Meanwhile, she posted up new photos of herself in a group. And if you don't believe me, I can show you.
Ha, 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 ha. And people are just fucking retarded. Okay, I'm putting
why don't anybody ever know what the hell this picture is? It's fortune cookie, goddammit. It's like the third time I had to answer this.
So do any of y'all have any tattoos?
I'm working on one.
No, I'm straight edge.
What?
No, it ain't all straight edge. I want to get a freaking...
It doesn't even make any sense. Oh my god. Seems how CM Punk is straight edge and he has a whole shitload of tattoos.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What she said. Well, I got this, I'm planning on getting a tattoo. Yes, plus I want to get a dragon with a yin yang, but with a hatchet man and a tech strange, the strange music logo.
And so pretty much we'll get the same tattoo that everybody else has.
No, I don't think I got a chance to yin yang up. I got the hatchet man and the freaking strange logo. The what's that? What's it called anyway? The thing for the Tech Nine logo.
A dragon mixed with a bat or somewhere to...
A snake and a bat?
There
no,
you go.
Come on, no, not that. I'm talking about the real Tech Nine logo for Strange Music.
Man, he just... A snake and
that's
a bat.
That's a bat, the other one.
What other one?
Snake?
The snake. Never mind, that's the main, their main logo.
I just told you what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. As a yin yang.
You gonna get that tattooed on your head?
Nah, I think about chest piece or back piece. Plus, I'm planning to get the AMD logo.
Loger? Did you just say Loger?
Logo. I'm trying to get the Admiral Boys logo. I want to get.
Yeah, Loger.
And the barbed wire with Joe Fanning with the Dark Carnival. I'm about to go off Sandman.
I've got five.
You got what? You got socks?
I've got two.
Oh, five tattoos.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, what else you got?
Oh.
I don't even think I saw the first one. But what else do you have?
I've got poison ivy leaves up, like that go from my pelvic bone up my side, and then it says poison ivy in it.
Poison
and,
ivy? Man,
yep.
I don't even want to touch poison ivy. Like, what the fuck? Anyway.
Well, I've never heard a complaint about people touching my tattoos, so.
This shit's going to be broke. Oh, fuck. Anyway, what else you have?
I've got a dolphin, I've got a heart, I've got the Coast Guard cat, and then I've got a huge back tattoo that is three angels, three roses, and my grandmother's names that passed away.
That sounds nice.
Now I'm starting to think Angel just agree with you just to agree with you because he wants to get in your pants.
No, not that. I like body art. No. I'm just saying. I got a thing for Frank.
Wait. Did you say you have a big prick? Is that what you just said? Really?
I got that final with you, asshole. got a thing for Angel. Hell, I want to get a hell. I want to get freaking Brawly or some freaking Gundam on my shit.
What? Brawly?
Gundam.
You mean Broly, not Brawly, motherfucker.
Now, girls want to get. Hey, I like girls twins. I can't freaking help it.
You like girls twins? Is that what you just said?
Stop putting words on my mouth.
This is so confusing.
I'll be damned. Give me a fucking break. Seriously.
I will not cut you a break.
What if I give you a Kit Kat bar?
Give me a break. Give me a break. Angel still won't get a piece of my Kit Kat bar.
Hell no.
I thought to give it to you. You can eat it all. You can eat it. Damn.
Is it a king size?
Yeah, I can buy you a king size. Let's get off my back already, gosh.
Can I get a Snickers instead?
Yeah, I'm myself for having it off my back already. Sheesh.
What the hell am I, a debt monkey?
Man, you probably are.
There you go. That's what's going to happen, man. The debt monkey's going to attack you. You'll be trying to get it off, and then the giant gorilla's going to run through your yard and tackle you.
Oh, man. It just might happen, too.
What the heck? Buzzkill toasted twice. I just noticed that.
What? Somebody posted in your group that got heard of.
How dare they?
I'll be damned.
The That's shit what I said to me. Place. How dare this damn white boy post in my group? How dare he want to talk about music instead of selfies?
And I'm too old for this shit.
Wait. Did you say you want to be an idiot? Is that what you said?
I'm too old for this shit.
Too old for what? Talking?
Apparently. I'm getting bashed right now. Come here, damn break. I know you guys are funny, but still. Damn.
You only get a 30-minute break.
Yeah. And a smoke break, not a crack break.
Yeah. We found your crack pipe.
I don't even fucking smoke.
Yeah, I'm back to the gamer again.
Oh, great.
And I still want those ice powers.
Man, 10 years from now, Havoc may finish the game.
Yeah, possibility.
Man, if it took this long to beat it once, ain't no way in hell he's gonna do it twice.
Hell nah.
Like, I've barely begun this fucking Army of Two game, and it's fucking pissing me off.
Yeah, that game was annoying the fuck out of me.
Like, the second one was good, but now I'm going backwards and playing the one before it, and it just sucks.
Yeah, that happened.
It's like, hey, jump off of this cliff in his parachute and figure out how to glide down there. Okay, you run into the fucking cliff and you die. I'm like, what?
What the fuck are you running into a cliff and dying for?
You tell me. You hit the cliff like three times maybe, and then both of you are dead.
And what against this?
Army of two.
One thing I am sorry about, no damn fucking stink. Last night.
What?
No sting last night.
How was sting last night?
No sting last night.
So
apparently there was no sting on Raw last night, what are you saying?
So the singer wasn't even there? What the hell was that shit?
Man, making a freaking promo. Seriously. Last night.
So was it real or was it not real with the damn picture that's going around?
That was fake. You mean, nah, that was fake. Sting actually showed up last. Supposed to be showed up, beam a satellite.
I saw the whole thing for the video game for Sting the Wrestler, but what the fuck was that other thing?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. The one with the singer that was going around the internet. I think that was fake. I know what you... Yeah, fake.
Well, why would somebody make that? That's fucking retarded.
It really
like,
is.
It's believable that he could have been there because, I mean, for fuck's sake, next week they got Flo Rida.
Yeah, why? We don't know.
Because they're in Miami, Havoc.
Yeah, they could fucking...
Well, they're in Miami, of course. That's why he's called Florida. Florida. Florida.
You don't say.
I know who say. What's up with that?
And he got the damn state of Florida tattooed on his back.
Yeah, like an idiot. What the fuck happened to Leanne? She just died all of a sudden. Damn it, Andrew, you scared her off.
Do you want me to get your logo done or not?
She was just about to say she was watching something, though.
She's laying on the wall on you, Havoc.
So, what are you watching now?
I'm not watching anything. I'm working on the logo.
Jeez, so, she bit her head off.
Yeah, right? So, man... That entire fucking last match from Raw last night was gay as all hell.
Can you please tell me how tag matches always end in DQs?
I still don't understand that.
Without Teddy Long making them, that's the problem. But he got released, so we don't have to deal with that problem anymore.
Who got released?
Teddy Long, so we still... He got released, but we're still dealing with those damn tag team matches.
What does that got to do with DQ in tag matches.
Yeah.
You know, I understand, like, on the games and things, they have, like, the five count for being in the ring and shit, but, like, they don't really do that in actual wrestling.
Yeah, seriously.
So how they got disqualified, I have no idea. Ring the bell, it's over.
Yeah, what the hell is going on there?
Thank you for this 5-minute main event again. That nobody won. Thanks.
Yeah. And then fucking...
Except for Seth Rollins tore his ACL. Well, that's going to be fun. Injured Ambrose and injured Rollins at the pay-per-view.
Whose injury would be worse? Who will win the match?
Yeah, really. What, is it going to be a stretcher match now? Like, for fuck's sake.
Afraid I got some bad news.
You always have bad news.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait. Hold on. Yeah. Speaking of bad news, if he's gonna be there at the pay per view, why isn't he in the match?
I don't know.
Because they said he was gonna be there to give the title over to somebody else. Well, if he's fucking in a beater.
Yeah, it's like he's gonna beat us, you know, to award the winner the title. The fuck?
Just put him in the damn match.
Yeah.
And make him lose the title. You know, for fuck's sake, do something.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm just gonna take your title away now. You know,
yeah.
Give it to John Cena because John Cena deserves it.
And apparently Thor's a girl now.
Yeah, whore.
Then you got fucking Cameron versus Naomi at fucking Battleground.
Nobody
how many
cares.
How many fucking matches they have, dude? This is like the most matches they've had for any pay-per-view. I swear.
And this is the most Divas matches they've had in any pay-per-view. Any
no, I'm saying thing. Matches in general, man. They got tons.
Yeah, but normally, they usually have just like, what, like one, two?
One or
like
two.
One match.
One or two matches. Now they got one more match.
Man, he better not show up. I'll kill him.
Man, I'll join you. Man, if Christian fucking shows up because of fucking Angel here.
So then what the hell's going to be on the kickoff then?
Naomi versus Cameron.
Oh.
Like I said,
yeah.
Nobody cares.
And more likely, Cameron's going to have her new best friend with her.
Yeah, Alicia Fox.
Yeah.
The fake Stone Cold.
Say the fake Stone Cold?
Yeah.
The fuck, how about you? First of all,
what,
you realize Stone Cold
is
new.
I saw the way out she's doing. Here.
Oh, that's the case.
Where's that?
Well, if that's the case, you know, why don't you just go ahead and start calling CM Punk the fake Stone Cold, too?
Hell no.
Him and his pipe bombs.
So, y'all ready for John Cena to win again?
No.
I hope not. Hell the fuck no.
Well, since Rollins is injured,
overrated.
He's not going to be cashing in. So, and Randy Orton and Kane are fighting.
Yeah,
so,
this is true.
Cena's going to win, huh?
Yeah.
Hell, I wish somebody broke. I wish somebody freaking break his ankle.
Have him get power bombed on the top rope again and break his neck again.
That could work out perfectly, actually.
Hell, get Rusev to beat his ass.
He's too busy having a debate.
Yeah, with fucking Zen Culture.
My country is better than yours. No.
No.
Anyway, did they really have to show Obama? Did we really have to see him?
But one thing will be a dream match: Vladimir Klozov versus Rusev.
Man, get through your thick head. Vladimir's not coming back.
Yeah. That's why Rusev's there.
Yeah. Because they need a Russian. Even though he's not really Russian.
Yes, yeah.
We're just going to make this Bulgarian Russian, even though he's not really Russian and doesn't fit in at all. Just like we're going to make this American
in Russia.
Just like, you know, we're going to make this American white chick Russian, even though she's not really Russian either.
Yeah, and have her come out every week and hate America.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I don't know who that made sense to.
As long as he makes Vince money, he don't care. That's all that matters.
Is that really making money?
No. This ain't gonna look stupid.
But yeah, look what happened. Look who he has to send him.
How many times am I gonna look?
Everybody.
Yeah, seriously. How many times are you gonna look at something?
Look.
Don't make me send you links.
Look. Look.
Yeah, look. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's just Angel telling us to look.
It's just Angel trying to tell us something.
Hey, but seriously, Triple H is bearing a lot of people's careers, though.
I guess.
No. See, CM Punk was right, though. Even though fucking Vince ain't dead, Stephanie and Triple H are still making it worse. I mean, for fuck's sake, they keep giving us shitty matches. For fuck's sake, they brought in the Shield.
Did you say you wanted to see Del Rio versus Ziggler again?
Yeah, right. What the fuck?
Fuck no. I've already seen that so many fucking times.
Did you say you want to see Sheamus in another match against the same person?
Yeah, and not lose the title.
Did you say you want to see the Wyatts versus the Usos again?
Did you say you wanted to see Get the Great Khali in a match and try and walk again?
Dude, did you see Zack Ryder's going to be in that Intercontinental Battle Royal?
Man, like, that motherfucker can't win a match to save his life.
Maybe he'll let Zack Ryder win.
Yeah, exactly. He'll win, and then he'll lose the same fucking night.
I don't know, man. I need to do something new.
Well, fine. Have Zack Ryder win the match and win the title and then lose it to Lucha Fox.
The hell?
No, have Zack Ryder with Money in the Bank and make him win and player and then push, then bring him downhill again.
Money in the Bank is over, motherfucker. You want to win
over the next year? What if they do it at WrestleMania again?
Man, they ain't gonna do that at WrestleMania again. It got its own pay-per-view.
Yeah, seriously. So why the fuck did they need to do it at WrestleMania?
Yeah, that's where it was invented at. I think you have like 3 WrestleManias every year. 3 WrestleManias. 3 Money in the Bank every year.
Whoa.
3 WrestleManias.
Let me finish.
I mean 3 Money in the Bank every year matches.
No.
No. Dude, they...
Well, one for the tag division.
It has its own pay-per-view. It don't need any other matches. You don't need Money in the Bank at WrestleMania.
And just think, if there were 3 WrestleManias, they can't even make 1 WrestleMania good.
Yeah, right?
Did you see WrestleMania 30?
Yeah, where fucking Taker lost the fucking shittiest way.
That whole pay-per-view sucked.
I was watching the match after the streak ended. I was like, fuck it.
The best match on the damn pay-per-view was the, what was it, the tag team match?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I think the best match in the pay-per-view was the Divas match. It's sad when the Divas match is better than the fucking actual fucking matches themselves.
Wait, who fought at WrestleMania for the Divas?
I lost track.
What Divas match was
Did they even have that Divas match or they canceled it?
Before, let me see.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I really don't remember that match.
I'm asking, did they cancel it or what? Because you know how they are canceling shit.
I remember the real shitty match with Kane and the Shield.
Oh, yeah, I remember some of the main matches, but it's more. Yeah, I remember some of the same.
Yeah,
you know how they are
canceling
shit.
Yeah, remember it was AJ Lee defending her title in the 14 Divas Battle Royal.
Oh, now I know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Damn. That completely got blocked out of my head.
Exactly.
What about because it had AJ Lee in it?
Well, wouldn't it be still in my head if it had her in it?
Exactly.
I mean, come on, man. Think about it. Because, you know, you had that match, and then the night after WrestleMania, Paige became the new champion.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Now I remember.
Like I said, it's still sad when, you know, a Divas match is better than the fucking main events and shit like that.
Yeah. Damn you, Triple H.
Yeah, Triple H is just ruining everything. Bring back
it's
fucking Adam motherfucker's last name was.
If you're talking
fucking
about
dude, Adam.
I hope you ain't talking John. I hope you ain't talking about John Laurinaitis.
No, fuck you. Fuck Laurinaitis. Laurinaitis sucked ass. He couldn't talk and he couldn't wrestle and he couldn't
people
talk at the same
power.
Nah, fucking bring back Mike Adamly. There you go. I'm pretty sure that dude would do a much better job of running fucking Raw and SmackDown and fucking Triple H is doing right now.
But Mike Adamly era was bad. I mean bad.
Yeah, and he still did better than fucking Triple H is doing right now.
Hell, Bischoff did better. Seriously.
I mean, come on. I mean, at least fucking Adamly, you want to keep giving us Ziggler versus Del Rio or Ziggler versus Fandango every single fucking week.
Now, Eric Bischoff did better, hell. And actually, same son.
And the only thing Bischoff did good was getting his ass kicked by Stone Cold.
And invaded ECW.
Dude, he failed at it. Although he failed when he invaded ECW. He got his ass kicked. Everyone he brought
him
got their ass kicked.
I don't stand. I remember that. I owned the DVD.
I do too. And it's on the WWE Network. So how the fuck can you really say that he did good with that? He failed miserably.
No, he invaded ECW, but he got his ass beat leaving.
Yeah. He believed, and he got his ass kicked for it.
Shoot, JBL got his ass kicked by Big Blue Meanie.
don't remember. Oh, yeah, that's right. He did get his ass kicked by Meanie. No, that was JBL that got his ass kicked by Meanie. By the way, I think all our wrestling talk scared off the end.
Come on and play.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. He said come on and play, but hello, she hung up, motherfucker.
Or unless you're still busy with the logo.
Or you just scared her off completely.
Yeah, you fucking weirdo.
Oh, whatever.
Fucking dog.
I mean, come on, man. He was just, let's be honest. He was just agreeing with the poor girl to see getting her pants.
No, I was not.
Angel, you can't lie to us.
Yeah.
I'm not lying to you. I was not.
Dude, we have experience with this. We had Chris, who was asked, listen for fucking nudes.
True. Every person.
Yeah.
Even if
I ain't like the other ninjas.
And he wasn't a ninja. He was just a douche.
Yeah, pretty much. Seriously, I mean, he was just so damn desperate. It was he was even more than the fucking chick that had herpes.
That's true. Man,
so.
Man, this dude right here, whoever runs this page, loves collecting action figures, all right? But for the fact that he paid over $40 for 5 of them is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, especially when they're the ones that were from back in the day when you used to pay, like, $5 a piece for them.
That dude must have been... That dude must be an idiot.
And then he posted something else up there. He won a loose figure, you know, no package or anything, off of eBay, I think it was, for $45. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, that damn desperate.
I don't know. This person fucking collects everything. You got like Ninja Turtle action figures and shit too. Them new ones.
Yeah, I'd rather go with the older turtle ones.
You got Spider-Man toys.
Are they the old Spider-Man or the brand new shit they got coming? They have out nowadays.
I guess it's a new one. Oh, and the best thing I saw at eBay was there was a picture of WWE action figures, and it was Sin Cara, but it was labeled Hunico.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Huh? Repeat yourself?
I was like, wait, what?
Repeat yourself. What did you just say? Repeat yourself.
There's an action figure, and on the package it said Hunico, but it was Sin Cara.
What the fuck?
Oh, I mean, yeah, they are.
Yeah, but this was before that even happened, though.
Well, damn.
Talk about a fucking malfunction.
Oh, look, now they got a new Sin Cara with the tattoo.
But WWE think we don't know the fucking difference. Are they fucking that slow?
I guess.
Wow.
And I would love to know which Target stores these dudes go to, because they go there and
right.
Shelves are stacked with these things. They got Bray Wyatt and all these motherfuckers you can't find and shit. I go into Target, I see Sheamus and John Cena. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the best ones. Don't you know that?
Man, nobody wants them. That's why they're still there.
Oh, man.
Cena needs to get released. That'd be best for business.
That'd be great.
Yeah, really, it would be.
At least for somebody run over the bastard.
Where the hell you at, Del Rio? Run him over.
Yeah. No.
Run him
no.
over like Santa Claus.
No. Better question. Rikishi, where you at?
But The Rock isn't there.
I did it for the business.
I did it for the authority.
Ha 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 ha! man. It's true. I mean,
it's
that would be
damn
best
true.
But you know what? While he's at it, might as well get a 2-for-1 and run down fucking Roman Reigns too.
Yeah.
Now that would be truly best for business.
So,
although, you know,
have you seen this shirt that people keep sharing?
One.
Which one?
It says, I wish I was Batman, but I suck at fighting and I'm poor.
I have not seen that.
Yeah. That's an awesome shirt.
Hell yeah. Hey, damn.
What y'all think?
God damn it, you ugly as fuck.
And there's like half the bitches in there.
Havoc, not Havoc. Angel, you
what?
Need to get your shit under control, man.
Yeah, bring in more hot bitches.
How do I look? What do you think of me? You want to fuck? You need to get rid of that shit.
I got this.
But he's like, I got this.
Make people talk about music and whatnot.
Hey. That again, my shift is over.
You hold the power here, Angel.
Yeah,
my shift
group,
is over in a couple hours.
Your shift, motherfucker. Your shift. Really?
And unless I see a fucking paycheck, this is not a shift.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, we're planning on it.
Oh, yeah? Can I get paid to ban people, too?
Hey, that's the best way to do it. If you get paid for doing this shit, trust me, you get more people working just for doing a damn job.
Well, no wonder all these people were assholes and power hungry.
Yeah, because they're not getting paid.
No, because they're talking about getting paid.
Yeah, man, just stop talking about it and just start paying them already. Well, you know, at least, you know, start paying me and Ghetto G.
Huh?
Yeah, just pay us. Just because.
Yeah, exactly. You motherfucking militia.
Hey, yo, can you play me another song?
No.
Damn.
It's going to cost you $5.
Yeah.
$5. I'll ride the subway then.
Ride the subway? You ain't going to get your song that way.
Hell nah. Definitely not.
Alright, then I call Boogeyman in.
The fuck is he going to do? He's just going to have the
Boogeyman
psych ward. No, he just got out of the psych ward.
Yeah, because I can't do a hell of a lot better. Sit him and he'll be right back there.
Oh, yes.
You know, I wonder if Jenna did you know, what I told her to do.
What is that?
Well, since, you know, Giggles passed out, I told her, you know, to put it was his hand and you know in a thing of warm water.
I see.
But then that way, he pisses himself.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, but
you know,
he played me some Tecarala.
Tecarala? What the fuck is Tecarala?
Tech 9, Arala. It goes like, shut the fuck up. You better back the fuck up.
Play on that song. Shut the fuck up.
I can definitely do that for you, man. I can definitely play that for you. Let's do it. Hey, this damn soundboard. Gotta fix this shit up. Stop getting impatient. You want to get your track or not?
I'm just deep breathing. I'm burning up over here. Come here, damn break.
Yeah, Ghetto, cut him a break.
No. Back to work, Mexican.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Puerto Rican, what the fuck?
That's why it's going to make him even angrier.
And the first time they call one, so I'm too still.
I saw Mexicans working on the dumpster outside of Arby's.
Wait. Angel, here's your song.
Shut the fuck up!
Praise
music,
bitch.
Seriously, don't play the song, no.
That is the song. You said shut the fuck up. There it is.
Yeah.
Now, what do you really want to hear?
Umbrella.
Umbrella.
You can say umbrella. Umbrella. Ella. Ella. Hey.
You know what I mean, Umbrella.
No, I don't. I don't know what you're talking
about. What in the fuck you saying?
You want me to know you again? Gosh. I inboxed you.
Now in English.
Oh, stop inboxing this shit. I'm thinking about Arola. Arola. Arola.
A-U-R-L-Y-A.
The fuck is he spelling out, Yola?
Are we talking about that Dracula song?
It's called Yola? Is that what it's called? Is it Yola?
Rola. A-R-A-U-R-A-Y-A.
Ariola?
Whoa, Ariola.
You're killing me here.
Now
you're
killing
me, Smalls. You're killing me, Smalls.
Oh, I'll type in A-R, whatever the fuck the rest of those letters were.
Just copy and paste whatever he just sent you.
You didn't even send me shit.
I just sent you shit.
Well, send it to him.
Oh! Yeah, I'm just gonna copy and paste. As I watch Paige get her ass licked by fucking SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's a funny ass picture right there.
Hell yeah! Copy and paste, copy and paste.
Takes a long time to copy and paste.
It really does. There you go.
I just sent it to you. Check.
Shut the fuck up! Are you gonna bust the fuck up? Are you wondering why we are?
I don't give a damn about what come out your mouth, fuck no. You ain't coming real with us, don't chill with us, just go. The biggest I've ever seen, I mean everything I say. But you got U-R-A-L.
You coming really foul and I feel like dick, I feel the fish. Liar, liar, you created. Why you get you negated? Just mutilated. Who's the latest? Killing fucking with the fucker because you the sadist. Don't do your job like an otter. I'm gonna beat you like a pinata. Better yet, I'm giving the devil a stigmata. Hit you with a hell of a Africa bambata. Boom! Land on the ground. That's what you get for playing on the clown. Saying on my sound. They don't wanna hear it this time, but I gave you money to get the shit done. I don't wanna hear from ya, prepare thunder. Attack the jack of the newest one. To get set up a rap rack for the serious number. Just say DJs, it's who he is. But they really give it to a new bitch. And that's who he is. A1 say that's who he is, yeah.
I don't give a damn about what come out your mouth, fuck no. You ain't coming real with us, don't chill with us, just go. The biggest I've ever seen, I mean everything I say. But you got U-R-A-L-Y-A.
I don't give a damn about what come out your mouth, fuck no.
Instead of telling me I should have paid more skrilla. For the amount that we gave it to the loss, I should have killed ya. But I was busy rocking 20,000 and Roskilda. All shit, off of me you made profit. Brand new Benjamin Carpet, bought your bitch a new locket. Came in talking that boss shit, now my bitch you done lost it. But look how much it all costed, the music industry's a off bitch.
Man, I really wanna kill them, but in this business it's hard to get to those. When you kill motherfuckers, the consequences, they are predictable. You'll be starving quick to blow, and it'll be hard to get to those. But your back is sick to blow, aren't you this to go far with shit to show?
I don't give a damn about what come out your mouth, fuck no. You ain't coming real with us, don't chill with us, just go. The biggest I've ever seen, I mean everything I say. But you got U-R-A-L-Y-A.
I don't give a damn about what come out your mouth, fuck no. You ain't coming real with us, don't chill with us, just go. The biggest I've ever seen, I mean everything I say. But you got U-R-A-L-Y-A.
Take our cake and we trust that you made us. Hefty investments to get our shit played. Not being straight, but straight slick is your trade. Watch who you jerk, cause when jerks you get
paid. You take our cake and we trust that you made. Hefty investments to get our shit played. Not being straight, but straight slick is your trade. Watch who you jerk, cause when jerks you get paid. Yeah. Welcome to my boiling point, motherfuckers. Put our trust in these motherfuckers and they suffer from your lying disease. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
Fuck you,
motherfuckers. I don't give a damn about them. Come out, come out. Fuck no. You ain't coming real with us. Don't deal with us. Just go. The biggest I've ever seen. I mean everything I say. But you got you.
And we're back.
And yo, Havoc, yo, check your inbox.
Man, I'm not in my computer. I'm washing dishes so I can make some soup.
What is this, some Romans?
Hell no, nah, motherfucker. Chunkies, motherfucker. Whatever you send me, send it to Ghetto G. And here, tell me what the hell it is.
Don't send me nothing.
No, it's all for your, dude, it's for your logo.
What the hell are you talking about? Are you talking about that conversation that we are all in that I don't
know
about?
Yeah.
Well, give me a more minute. I can wash up some dishes.
Can have to get a whoop whoop for washing his dishes.
Oh, yeah, whoop. Motherfucker, whoop whoop, whoop. I'm washing whoop. Dishes. Okay, I'll go check it
and
I'll come back.
See, and Havoc doesn't even have to show cleavage.
See?
But I can if you want me to.
this havoc.
Nah, I'll pass.
Why you said?
Oh, it's my birthday. Nobody cares. I will not add tax, et cetera, so don't ask. I'm the big 31 today, and you need a fucking sandwich.
You want go eat some sloppy joes if you want a sandwich.
Yeah, go tell her to eat some sloppy joes. Bitch is skinny as fuck, ugly as fuck. What? Why the hell can't those two talk to each other? They live with each other.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like Angel and Rice.
Fuck you.
What? I don't understand.
I don't know either. I'm just being a fucking dumbass.
Well, obviously.
Let's see if we got anybody else in the rumble yet for the battle royal. Battleground. Matches.
Oompa loompa do, oompa lido.
Listen here, you oompa loompa, sing the song right.
Yeah, how you gonna be an Oompa Loompa and not even sing it right?
Scooby Dooby Doo, Boopity Doo.
That's Scooby Dooby Doo.
Yeah, you don't fucking. And even that, you're fucking up. Oh, wait, gentlemen. Check this out, man. It's shocking as a motherfucker. You got a battle royal, but Mark Henry and Big Show are not in it.
No shit.
Hallelujah.
It's only Del Rio, Big E, Bo Dallas, his dumbass. He's get the fuck out.
That's
because
they got Great Khali and Zack Ryder in it.
Yeah, and Cesaro and Curtis Axel and Diego and Dolph Ziggler, Fandango, Heath Slater, Kofi, RVD, R-Truth, Ryback, Sheamus, Tony Cara.
R-Truth was still alive.
I didn't think he was dead before I seen him in the battle royal.
I haven't seen him in a minute, though, that's what I'm saying.
Let's see. The Miz, who's he get? Who happens to be eliminated first?
Harris
O'Neal. He gave you awards and then Jack Redder. So it's a bunch of motherfuckers that don't matter.
Yeah.
What do you go with? And what they should do is they should have the fucking title match first, and then you know whoever loses that match, they all get thrown into the fucking battle royal.
Wait, what was that?
You know, Cena versus Orton versus Kane versus Reigns. Because nobody really gives a fuck about that match, anyways. So what I think what they should do is, you know, like if Orton, Kane, and Reigns loses, toss them into the fucking battle royal.
But how's that going to happen? It's going to take place before the title match.
Well, that's what I was saying. You know, they should do the battle royal last.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Or, you know, Coulter, you know, or, you know, Coulter could do, like, how fucking Paul Heyman did. You know, once the one match is over, just throw fucking
Jack Swagger into the fucking battle world.
No.
Or if, like, you know, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose lose, put them in there. You know, Dean Ambrose was a horrible fucking United States champion anyways.
Yeah. Doesn't defend it at all.
Hell nah. And guaranteed, whoever wins the IC title ain't gonna defend it. If Kali wins, he could barely walk. Barely walk as it is, but he won't defend it. If Ryback wins, he don't do shit anyways. He'll just start yelling "Feed me more" again, and not defend it. All these morons that don't know how to defend titles. Now I can finish my dishes.
And we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Peace.
Peace.